Illinois throws a flag on NFL referee betting. Prop betting continues to be a contentious subject for U.S. bettors, and Illinois stepped up its oversight of the NFL betting market last week. Marcus Fruchter, the Illinois Gaming Board Administrator, issued a temporary suspension on NFL bets that include wagering on factors like injuries, player conduct, officiating assignments, and negative outcome events. This decision was prompted by a request from the NFL earlier in the month to restrict certain types of bets that could impact the integrity of the game. The league had initially aimed to have this proposal presented for a formal vote, but a procedural oversight delayed its appearance on the Illinois Gaming Board, IGB, website until October 16. Illinois state rules require a 14-day public comment period for any new regulations, meaning that comments can continue to be submitted until October 30, before the proposal can be formally addressed at a board meeting. The power to enact this temporary suspension was granted to Fruchter under provisions established in 2020 during the pandemic, which have been extended through the board's annual review of delegated powers. This authority allows Fruchter to take immediate action in response to urgent matters. As such, the temporary suspension of these specific NFL-related wagers will remain in place until the full board meeting scheduled for December 12. At that time, members will have the opportunity to vote on the matter and determine whether the restrictions will be enforced permanently. The types of wagers the NFL seeks to prohibit fall under a category the league refers to as objectionable bets for objective markets. Jonathan Nabavi, the NFL's Vice President of Public Policy and Government Affairs, outlined these categories in his presentation to the IGB. The league considers objectionable bets to include wagers involving player injuries, officiating assignments, and personnel or roster decisions. The NFL also views bets involving player misconduct, such as penalties or fouls, as well as wagers on replay outcomes and specific play results, as problematic due to the perceived risk to the game's integrity. Leveling the playing field, Nabavi elaborated that these objectionable bets cover events or outcomes that the NFL considers inflammatory or inconsistent with the public policy framework surrounding sports betting. These markets do not focus on the overall gameplay or results, but rather on individual occurrences that may be manipulated by players, officials, or other game participants. For instance, wagering on whether a quarterback will throw an incompletion or whether a player will miss a field goal could be susceptible to undue influence. They're outcomes that a single player or small group of individuals could potentially control. The NFL argues that restricting these types of wagers aligns with its policies, which mandate that players and personnel must act in good faith to protect the integrity of the game. The league considers these policies essential for preserving consumer confidence and preventing potential exploitation of sensitive NFL information. While betting on game results and performance metrics is generally accepted, the NFL contends that individual, action-specific bets carry a heightened risk of manipulation and may undermine trust in both the game and its betting markets. During the board meeting, IGB Chairman Charles Schmadek asked whether other states have established similar prohibitions. Nabavi confirmed that several states have implemented restrictions either through state legislation or through regulations set by state gaming authorities. He also noted that Illinois has placed similar restrictions in the past for high-profile events like the Super Bowl, restricting certain prop bets through rulemaking.